Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Right now on the WBN Lie Line, we have Jim O'Callaghan from the New York State Police Department. Trooper O'Callaghan, can you give us some perspective? First and foremost, you're live on the air right now. Mike Spiraza, Stefan Mihailu. Trooper O'Callaghan, thank you very much for joining us. What is the latest on this deadly bus crash?
So it's an unfortunate collision on the 90. We have a bus that was headed eastbound from Niagara Falls to New York City. It's a tour bus. A lot of occupants, over 50 occupants on the bus. And for what we're looking into, reasons... The bus went into the median between lanes, overcorrected, overturning, rolling, and then came to rest on the south side of the shoulder. Be the, you know, if you're in the driving lane, it'd be the right side, right shoulder, on its passenger side. Now we have multiple fatalities, including children. We have multiple injuries, multiple people ejected from the bus during the rollover. And obviously we have, people that were on the bus that have injuries here, not as significant, but still injured, I would say at this point in time. Most people, if not all people, have some sort of injury from this collision, and it's just a matter of severity. We still believe that there are multiple entrapments, and we have a numerous amount of medical, EMS crews, police, not only just state police, Genesee County Sheriff's Office, we have state fire, we have Buffalo Fire Department coming down, because the thing is, we have this scene here, extremely tragic. It's constantly moving. You're right. I just heard you talking about the backup and the helicopters coming in. We have multiple ambulances coming in. We're diverting a lot of our injured to either Strong Memorial Hospital or Erie County Medical Center by flight or by ambulance. And like I said, this is a constant scene. We have a lot of first responders working in and around the area, the incident area, which would be the tour bus. And you know, we have this scene, but also a lot of people don't realize we have a second scene. It's the backed up traffic you're talking about. We have, you know, families, kids, people sitting in their cars for miles, unknown what to do, unknown maybe even why they're sitting for so long. So we have troopers and UTVs and different assets going up and down the throughway to make sure everyone has water, has what they need. The tractor trailers aren't as big as a worry. Obviously, we're going to get them out of their event probably last because they usually have the things that they could, you know, utilize within their, you know, cabins and things like that, food, water, different pieces of equipment that is sustained for a long period of time. But right now, our secondary is getting the traffic cleared up so those families can move on. But if you're coming down the 90 east or west, it's going to be a full closure at this time.
And we are live now with Jim O'Callaghan from the New York State Police. Trooper, can you tell us what is the current situation when it comes to the closure of the New York State Thruway, and how long do you anticipate it being closed for the rest of the night so you can respond to this accident?
So we're working closely with the New York State Thruway Authority. I would say the 90 eastbound right before the Pembroke exit, that will be closed for the rest of the day, possibly even through the night. depending on how fast, you know, it's all dependent on, do we have everybody? We're getting a list from the tour company of everyone that was occupied on that bus. So we have a tally of every single person's accounted for. We're going to have to go through that. Obviously, forensic identification unit, collision reconstruction, our commercial vehicle enforcement unit are all going to be working in this scene. We have a lot of drones up with our collision reconstruction. This is going to be a lockdown for, I would at least say, till today, possibly even tomorrow morning. Now, whether or not they open up the westbound 90 is another story, but at least the eastbound 90 will be closed for a long period of time.
Jim, real quick question. I'm sorry if you said this before. I just want to make sure I understood. So it was obviously involving the bus. Were there any other vehicles involved in this accident?
No, that's a great question. This is no other vehicles. It's a one-vehicle collision. Like I said, we're looking into why the bus lost control. We're looking into possibilities. The bus company we're working with, they're working great. We're not giving out the name of the tour company, but they were headed from Niagara Falls to New York City. A lot of the occupants either speak Chinese, Indian, or Philippine. So we, you know, there's obviously a language thing. We have, you know, people coming in to assist with that language barrier. We luckily, with the technology we have, you know, some sort of Google Assist or Google Translate to get kind of the immediate people some to get away from that language barrier on their injuries. But like I said, this is a constantly moving scene. We have a lot of assets here. It's going to be closed for a long time. And as this progresses, maybe an hour, 2-3 hours from now, when we have a better idea of how many people were on the bus, is everyone accounted for, and are they removed from the area, we'll more than likely do some sort of press conference. You have to be determined. It's just a matter of getting that information to the public. But it's also going to take some time, understandably. This is a large scene with a lot of people, and unfortunately, with multiple fatalities, including children.
And sorry, one more question, too, again, just to clear up what you said. Was this from Niagara Falls, Canada, or Niagara Falls, New York?
You know, that's a great question. They told me Niagara Falls, but they didn't tell me which side. Okay. I don't have an answer for that. I would just say Niagara Falls at this time. Obviously, that's something that will... I'll look into when we do a more in-depth press conference. But right now, Niagara Falls area.
Trooper, this is Stefan Mihailu. Can you talk about the fact, and pardon my ignorance, does a bus like this either require or have seatbelts on it for the passengers?
Yes, there would be seatbelts on it for the passengers. But like I said, it's up to the passenger to put the seatbelt on. A lot of times these big buses, these big tour buses, people, depending on, I mean, they're going from Niagara Falls to New York City. It's a long run. May use the bathroom on there if there's a bathroom equipped, but typically, yes, there are seatbelts. But again, it's up to the user to use the seatbelts. Very tragic incident. I'm, you know, walking around the scene, I see a lot of people injured, a lot of people cuts, abrasions, young kids, old, you know, people that are elderly. So it's a very... it's a sad scene, to be real honest. But like I said, New York State Police, we actually train for something like this. We have the Bills, we have the Sabres, we have the 90 cutting through Buffalo, we have the 190 cutting through Buffalo, the 90. So with the amount of traffic that we get, we actually train for things like this, from multi-casualty collision on the throughway. We have these blizzards that pop up, it seems, more and more. So we have the assets, we have the command staff, and we have the resources to deal with this as fast and efficiently as we can.
Trooper, what can you tell us about the seriousness of this accident when it comes to fatalities? Because we do know that individuals are taken to ECMC, to Children's Hospital. Do we have, is it too early pertaining to either a number? Is this a mass casualty, mass fatality incident? What can you tell us about that, sir?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're looking at least over 3 fatalities at this time, and it depends on, we still have unaccounted, you know, victims, possible victims on this tour bus. So they could potentially be more fatalities, but we won't have the total until we have accounted for everybody at the scene, entrapped or otherwise. And like I said, losing any life is not a good day. And when we're talking about multiple, you know, this could be anywhere from 3 to who knows. But again, these are families that are going to, you know, live with this the rest of their lives. So it's very unfortunate. But like I said, we have the best of the best. We have almost every fire department in the area, state, local, county. Everyone's here helping as best they can, and we're gonna get the job done. But it's not an easy task. And obviously, seeing what we're seeing out here, and it's difficult. Definitely difficult.
Trooper, real quick, in terms of the bus as it sits right now, are people still trapped? Are there still people inside the bus, around the bus? I mean, how does this all work now, where when you're getting people out of there, obviously there's a sense of urgency on what you're doing. The people that have gotten out of the bus, are they staying there? Do they go somewhere else? Does everybody get treatment?
Everyone gets treatment. Everyone's mm-hmm. going to be accounted for as we go through the checklist of who is on the bus. Who, you know, that's why they take a lot of information when you book these tours, you know, your name, your information, your address. We're going through all of that information. We have actually what would be a normal, you know, the yellow school bus. We have that here to kind of take people from this area that were on that bus to seek treatment. But like I said, I would say almost everyone on this has some sort of scratch, abrasion, some sort of injury. We, all of the above, to answer your question, yes, we have people still trapped inside. We have people trapped around the bus, under the bus, and that is what our emergency crews are working on right now. We're trying to find and locate every single person. But yes, we have a lot of entrapments. A lot of people were ejected from the bus as it rolled, and the bus is now laying on the south side of the 90 in the ditch as it slopes down on the passenger side of the bus with a heavy amount of damage.
This is New York State Trooper Jim O'Callaghan on with Mike Spiraza and Stefan Mihailu on WBEN. Trooper O'Callaghan, this is Stefan. So can you talk about the challenges that first responders are facing right now when it comes to individuals who are still trapped either under the bus or who are still in the bus? What are the challenges that first responders are facing right now?
So the challenges we're facing right now, we have heavy wreckers, and obviously being a full-size tour bus with extensive damage, how are people trapped? Where are they trapped? Can we lift that bus? Do we have a lot of medical here? Once that bus is removed from that, you know, being on that person or however that looks, do we make the injuries more significant? And these are the things that are, you know, going through all the first responders. They train for this, but when, you know, training meets reality, sometimes that's a whole different element. We train, but, you know, when it really happens, it sometimes is more difficult than you would anticipate. So right now, that's what they're working on. They have heavy wreckers, you know, slightly trying to move or coerce the heavy wrecker to lift that bus. Sorry about that. We have to move our car. We have a lot of things going on up here. The they're trying to lift that bus. But like I said, it becomes where we don't want a first responder getting into a situation where it is also dangerous for them. We have to be mindful of the safety of the first responders and the EMS crews and things like that. But we want to make sure we get in there and get the people who need help the help that they need.
Yeah, Trooper, you talk about training, and you know you can do as much as you want, and when you said it, like it comes into reality. I mean, how do you train for something to this magnitude, though? Because, again, training is great, and there's a lot of great training, I'm sure, for a lot of different things. But this just seems to be one of those things where it's almost hard to even plan or train if this ever would have happened, right?
It is. A lot of the EMS and a lot of troopers and a lot of, you know, local law enforcement agencies that are here go day in, day to calls. It might be a residence, might be a car collision somewhere else, a fatal collision somewhere else. And it's the same thing, but on a very smaller scale. So they'll deal with one particular thing at a time or two particular things at a time, depending on the injuries or the casualties at a different situation. But what happens is when you get something of this magnitude, 50-plus people on a tour bus with extensive injuries, fatalities, and entrapments, you have to basically, like I said, you train for this, but it's not like you haven't seen certain things before. It's just a matter of doing everything in the right steps. Take care of the people who are alive and walking. Take care of the people who are significantly injured or need possible airlift. And that's a whole triage. A lot of these departments will do these significant trainings with triage and things like that. It definitely helps having two major sports teams here. Like I said, we have the 90, the 190, we have Buffalo. So a lot of different consolidated trainings with first responders, EMS, law enforcement. And that training comes as part of a huge factor when you get something like this. We have the Buffalo Airport. You know, everyone remembers the, you know, plane collision with that. And it's, you hate when these things happen, but you have to train for them because you never know what could happen. And it's basically utilizing the training and the things that you've seen over the course of your career. And, you know, if you're newer at this, you're going to learn and you're going to, you know, take it all in as you go through an experience like this as a young EMS worker or a young trooper or a young officer who is at a scene like this. But everything, you know, is a learning, a building block. And some of your guys that have been doing this for 20 or 30 years know exactly what to do at a situation like this, and it really helps. That's where having a command staff and having the right people at the right place makes a huge difference with an incident like this.
And we certainly thank you, and God bless you and all first responders. That's New York State Trooper Jim O'Callaghan filling us in on WBEN of this now deadly bus crash on the New York State Thruway.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle, Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.